Before we begin this episode, we would like to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfams, especially Christian G, Evelyn B, and Cassandra G. All of y'all's support helps keep this podcast going. If you would also like to support us in exchange for like video episodes and bonus episodes, you can check out the link in the description. And I also want to give another shout out to Annabelle Hu, Fernando P, Selena P, Miranda E, Ronnie L, and Bianca. Y'all are fantastic. All right, let's start the show. We're doing it live. Hello, hello. I am Ruben, one of your hosts here at Bitter Brown Fams, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of flopped that intro really quick, but it is what it is.
Monday.
It's Monday. It's Memorial Day. I thought it was Veterans Day. I don't know the full
People
history
confuse the
because it's the same thing. We're
two.
memorializing the
Veterans is
veterans.
like you could be alive or dead.
Oh,
Memorial Day is just the
you
dead.
gotta be dead.
Yeah.
Well, now I know.
Yeah, it should just be one, but I
I
mean, it
mean,
should be zero. You know
whoa,
what I mean? You know.
yeah. Has anybody asked you to be their memory for Memorial Day yet?
Their memory? No, not that
Damn.
special, I guess.
Damn, same. Yeah. But this week's recession indicator, huh? I don't know. What's been popping up for you?
I don't even know. I did have one, but I'm like blanking right now. I know we already talked about flash mobs coming back. I had one and I forgot.
I mean, Forever 21's closing.
It already closed. Well, here it already closed. It's
Oh,
done.
I don't think there's ever been one in oh there I think there is that yeah, no, I lie. There's no wait, that's an H&M. I don't know if Portland has one during my time here, but
Well, they're all gone now.
yeah, LA, that was the thing. There was a lot of bootleg Forever 21s all over LA, which were kind of legit, and they always had like way cheap
Bootleg
stuff.
Forever 21?
Yeah, it would be like Fashion 21 or
Huh.
Forever 19 or things like that, and they would like it was a lot of like swap meet merch or like stolen merch that they would sell, and they would always sell it at like a big discount. So those were always legit hood classics. Yeah.
Okay.
But when I lived in Davis, like that was the only place to like buy clothes as a boy, like especially if you didn't have like a car, because there was like nothing else. So all the baguettes in UC Davis had the exact same fucking uniform, like 2007 to 2012, because that's all there was. So RIP Forever 21. You were big for a hot minute, but it seems that we cannot be Forever 21.
Sadly.
Yeah. But let's get to it. Shit. There's been another plane crash this time in San Diego.
It was a private plane. And I read that the runway lights were off.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I saw earlier today. I don't know if that's true or how much it contributed to the crash, but I did see that. I've been seeing updates about it here and there.
Yeah, who was it? Somebody from Pierce the Veil, was it?
I think it was like their manager, their producer, like they were not in the band. It was like like a producer,
Damn.
some music executive or something.
Well, condolences out there. But I think last episode we talked about like the Newark situation and how it's like not advised to fly into there because they don't have enough air controllers. A part of me wants to be like, are we hearing about this more because the news stations realize that this like panic gets more clicks, or if shit's really going crazy?
Well, good question.
Maybe this one made more headlines because there was somebody who was connected to.
Well, it was him, and then it was like the ex-drummer of the Devil Wears Prada. So there was, and I wish I had more information, like how many people in total, but these are two people that were on the plane that unfortunately lost their lives. I don't know if everyone did, like if there was any survivors, but that's why I've been seeing stuff about it. Like Pierce the Veil had posted about it, different bands here and there, which is why I feel like more about it.
Oh, damn. I only saw it through like AP News, which reminds me, another thing I saw on AP News that just happened like this morning was that you see like the French president's wife
I
slapped
saw. I saw, and they said that they were having just like a silly, goofy moment. Okay. Sure, pal.
I mean, she slapped him with both hands, like, I don't know. I feel like a real slap is like that, like full.
I didn't see it as a slap. I thought she was like just trying to get him like away from her.
Yeah, I think a slap is more dramatic than what I
I
saw, which
didn't,
was not
I didn't,
excusing anything if it was
yeah.
domestic violence.
I didn't think it was playful, but it's very hard to tell from the video. Like, you can't really see a lot, but I just thought maybe they were fighting and she was just trying to get him. You know what I mean? When you kind of like back up
Yeah,
out
just
of my
like
face.
you're like shut up type of
Yeah,
stuff.
fuck up.
Yeah. Damn. Well, I'm sorry for your troubles, President Maricón. That, must be embarrassing. And I hope everything's fine. He, from what I understand, is as progressive as these Western leaders have gotten in the last decade or so. So,
I don't know much about him. I actually confused him for someone else for a
or Justin
second.
Trudeau.
No, for who did I don't know. For the president of another country. Not even I didn't clearly I didn't read the caption, but I think it was the from no. The fascist guy. The is it a president in Brazil?
Bolsonaro? No.
I don't know
That
who I thought
guy
it
wouldn't
was.
fly international right now, I think.
No, I don't know who I thought it was,
The
but
president of
I don't really
Brazil.
know much about this man, so
Yeah, sorry to this man.
sorry to this man.
But yeah, that was in the news. I am also thinking of, well, a lot of things I've been surrounding. Like Palestine, the ongoing genocide that we're gonna enter a second year if shit doesn't stop, if Israel doesn't stop their shit. It's been almost 3 months since like a relief train truck has been allowed into Gaza, and most recently they allowed something like 3 to 5 trucks to fit. To feed, thousands, if not millions, of people in Gaza. And in those few trucks they allowed in, a lot of them contained like wraps to take care of your dead. So they send them all that instead of food, right? And so that's one of the things that I've seen most recently, along with like the escalating like attacks on like trying to defame Miss Rachel of all people. She recently included like a little Palestinian girl in some of her content, and the Palestinian girl is a double amputee, and she was talking about the experience of like meeting her. She's the little girls I was allowed to come to America as a refugee, and people are like really trying to get her what is that, deplatformed. And Miss Rachel responded with something to the effect of, like, you know, if fame and money is the price that we have to pay for speaking up about Palestine, then let it be paid. Their lives are worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, and that she's not, I know we talked about this on the last, I mentioned her in the last episode. But yeah, that goes for anyone that's at this. I think when the genocide first started after October 7th, we saw like people being silenced, celebrities, let's say, or anyone really. But now it's like on a whole other level, I feel, of censoring people and like not just with celebrities, with students, with. Now we're seeing other artists like Kneecap, for example. Who else?
Well, I mean, most recently,
Yeah,
I think
recently, because there's, like I
I
said,
mean, there was
there's.
like Melissa Barragán, and we talked about Rachel Zegler already. Somebody who, well, it was like the president of the Cannes Film Festival recently. Like, she was like called out because she wouldn't like sign a letter with all these other big actors being like, you have to condemn like Israel because one of the films being screened in the Cannes Film Festival, which is like the largest, one of the most prestigious film festivals in the world, one of the films was about like a Palestinian woman, and that woman was murdered by Israel like 2 days before her movie was supposed to screen in the Cannes Film Festival. And like the president of that festival wouldn't speak out. Like, how fucking spineless and like immoral and heartless do you have to be for you who are at the top of the food chain, like, to not send like your allegiance and condolences to one of the people who's literally part of your festival? Like, so they like had to really shame this president in order for her to like finally speak out in
And
support
did
of
she?
Palestine. Yeah, eventually, yeah.
Wow. Not surprising.
No, but Pedro Pascal was one of the people like putting his foot on their necks, essentially. And like, shit only happens when these big folks step in, right? In these types of scenarios. But Kneecap, most recently, that's somebody who I have not really seen get like all this like, you know, support from like the bigger artists in Europe. And before it was just like they were being like trashed on like in the media, but now it's come to a point where the government is charging Kneecap with like acts of terrorism for supposedly showing support for Hamas and another org in their one of their shows.
I don't even think it's Hamas. I think it's Hezbollah. I'm probably saying
It
that.
was two orgs. I think one of them, I
Oh.
think in UK at least, it's like illegal to say
And
you support Hamas.
yes. And they're only charging one Liam.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't want to butcher his last name, but it's not even as a group. It's just the, and I'm assuming because in the footage he's the one waving the flag. Which is why they're charging only him and not the three of them as a group.
Yeah. I am thinking about how they're kind of following in the footsteps of like Sinead O'Connor in like Irish calling out of like these bigger institutions and being banned and silenced. You know whose bitch ass was talking shit about fucking Kneecap like in every platform that would allow her to speak? Fucking Sharon Osbourne of all
Oh
people.
yeah, of course. I don't even
Speak.
have words for sure. Like, ma'am, you're not. When she was saying like they should revoke that the U.S. should revoke their visas or not let them in the U.S., I'm like, you're not even from here, number one, bitch. You're, and also like as a British person, like telling, saying this about an Irish, like Irish people, like. And just like the whole thing of like, ma'am, look at your husband, like eating live bats on stage. Like, because like the wording she was using was just like, this is out like scandalous, and they're just doing this like because, you know, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, coming from you, coming from your husband, your family, who's just like notorious for like these. So, like, they had a reality TV show, like the shit that Kelly Osbourne has said, like, just shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Kelly Osbourne. Oh my God. If you deport all Mexicans, who's going to
Who's
clean
gonna
your
clean your
toilets, Donald
toilet,
Trump?
General Trump?
How? Oh my God.
And so, like, the apple does not fall far from the tree at all.
Oh, Charlie Manson. But yeah, I'm just didn't Sharon Osbourne was had like her own little talk show. I think it was called The Talk. And
She is
what
on. Oh, no, wait. So I'm
now she
confused. She's on The View.
no, she was on like the bootleg The View.
Oh, okay. The
And
Talk.
yeah, The
Okay. I thought they
Talk
were the same
or The
thing.
Table. It's one of those
I think
bootleg The
it's a
View.
talk. I think it's a
Yeah,
talk.
but
That
that doesn't
sounds
exist
right.
anymore. It
Oh.
got canceled after Sharon Osbourne was like not getting with the times. Like she didn't support like BLM or something like that. Or like it was
Ooh.
like during COVID times, or like not that we're not in COVID, of course, but like during court, like po like right after
During our
quarantine
fake
times.
quarantine in
Yeah.
2020, yeah.
Like 2021, maybe when they were allowed to be back on screen, like she had a big fight. And she was, I think she was being called on like white fragility or some shit. And like she
That's not
would not
surprising.
back down. And the show was just basically canceled because like the host couldn't fuck with her anymore. Yeah, that's like a loose, like retelling of what happened. But yes, fuck Sharon Osbourne. Like you don't even go here. And not that if you do go here, like that you have the right to be like, don't let immigrants in. Like, fuck all people who think that way. Like, girl, let immigrants through.
So she's
I
anti-immigrant?
think she was anti them, but I'm just like, they're,
I mean, it's not surprising if she would be, but yeah, like dictating who's allowed to come into
yeah.
the country and who's not.
Yeah.
For speaking out against genocide,
Now we know why
which
you're
should
up
be the
this.
focus in all of these stories. It's like the focus is people speaking out against the fucking genocide and people being killed and starved. And the whole world just watches, but it's an issue to speak out against those things. Like that's where we are, leading us to, you know, something that happened. What was it, a few days ago at the Israeli embassy?
Yeah, before we move there, I do want to say like a part of this like don't talk about the genocide shit is like part of this like the like the whiteness of like civility. It's like yeah, there's war happening, but we can't talk about that, right? And it's because they don't want to like ruffle feathers because to be like civil or to be at peace means to be like to be ignoring the tragedies of the world that are caused by like you know this how do I say this this white disregard for like marginalized people and so because their pain doesn't matter to them like bringing up that stuff is like is unwanted it's like it's unruly like kind of how they like don't politics at the table type of shit you know which you were talking about the embassy. You were introducing that story.
Yeah, so this happened a few days ago. Someone, his name was, is it Elias?
Believe so.
Elias Rodriguez, who, this was in Washington, D.C., went to the Israeli embassy and shot two people, two Israeli embassy staffers,
Allegedly.
allegedly, of course. And obviously, he killed him. And he left behind a manifesto. I have not read it, or seen it or anything. Have you?
Yeah, it's not that long. It's like
It's
five
not that long. Okay.
pages, which like that's a whole other thing. Like, how long is a manifesto? I feel like that was like a personal essay because it wasn't even that long. It was very spaced out.
And he did say that he did it for Palestine, for Gaza. I think there was a video of him shouting "Free Palestine" as he was getting arrested, if I'm not mistaken. So it's like, we don't have to be like, "Oh my God, why, what happened? Like, why did this man do this?" So yeah, that happened, and so all of a sudden, of course, people care about violence. People care about people dying when it's two Israeli embassy staffers, and not when it's like, I don't even know the number right now of how many people have been killed in Gaza.
The last like estimate was like 50,000, but
And of course, these numbers are probably low. We don't.
because people
But
haven't been dug out from the rubble, people are missing,
of course, but one is too many.
and on top of that, like whole family trees have been exterminated. Like that's fucking diabolical. Like, how do you understand that stat, that fact, and like don't acknowledge this as a genocide? Like, if you're a person in power and can see this fact, the fact that like Israel is destroying family, entire family trees, and don't do everything in your power to stop it, like, don't know. It's you're a fucking monster. But yes, you were saying like one or two lives is too much.
Are important now. They're yeah, sorry. No, it's just, of course, everyone's outraged. Well, the media, of course, and now they're gonna use this to make example out of this person, just like they're doing with what's his name, Luigi, which is like, it's like kind of a different but similar situation. But now, like earlier, I saw a tweet, and I don't know who this person is. Actually, I was just looking him up. I'm sure he, a Middle East analyst, Daniel Rubenstein, Rubenstein, who tweeted, "Free Palestine should be as taboo as the N-word." So now they're saying that free Palestine, which they've said this throughout like the last 2 years, but now they're really because of this person who shouted "Free Palestine" after he committed this crime, now they're saying Free Palestine should be banned and that it's anti-Semitic, or now they're using Israel-phobic, which I think is more accurate than anti-Semitism, because what they've been saying is anti-Semitic for the last 2 years is not anti-Semitic at all, and now they've watered down that word with their fake bullshit. So Israel-phobic sounds better to me.
Well, it's anti-Zionism ultimately.
Yeah, but yeah, for sure. But they really thought, I don't know who it was that tweeted it, but they thought they were doing something with that, like with the Israel-phobic thing, and everyone was like, yes. Like, everyone get more Israel-phobic now,
Yeah.
please.
I think about how like From the River to the Sea is also supposed to be like labeled as anti-Semitic, when it's just anti-Zionist. And I
And I
kind
was
of.
going down like this thread, and it was like, I don't know if it was this s stupid N-word tweet of the comparison of whatever, and someone's like, well, when people are saying Free Palestine, they're essentially saying, that Israel shouldn't exist or whatever, whatever. And I'm like, yes. Like, what's the issue? Like, what is the issue here? That is what it means. I don't see the issue.
They can't imagine like a colonizer state dissolving is the
Of
thing to
course.
them, because like if one colonizer state dissolves, then that means that there's space for the other ones to do so as well. And that doesn't fit in their brains.
Yeah, it's like what we say all the time, like, Israel shouldn't exist. No state has the right to exist. period, you know, because like I see that a lot too. They're like, well, if Israel shouldn't exist, then the US shouldn't exist. And it's like, yeah, correct.
Yeah, welcome to the TED Talk.
It's like, so you agree.
Yeah, I also think like anti-Zionist is more accurate because like one of the people that was killed was like a hardcore like Christian or Catholic. And that reminds me that some of these like far right Christians or Catholics are like the most Zionist because of some real anti-Semitic shit. Like essentially they don't want like Jewish people living anywhere else. And in like some version of their Bible, like supposedly like the second coming of Christ will come if all the Jewish people are returned to Israel. So basically doing
Yes, so that
that.
they can be left behind and the
Yeah.
rapture. So it's like they need to fulfill this prophecy. They need the Jewish people to be there so that they can stay here in hell while they go to heaven. It's some real fucked up shit. But just like they don't see these people as anti-Semitic, or they're never going to call them that. And like the actual white supremacist anti-Semitic people's side, like they're never called out for their anti-Semitism. Like even Elon Musk, when he did the
Girl.
Nazi salute, like they're like, no, it's only an issue when you're advocating for Palestine, for a free Palestine. That's it. And that's why it's sad, really, that anti-Semitism has been, like I said, like watered down. Like it's like losing its meaning. And I'm not like trying to downplay anti-Semitism, of course,
No.
right? But it's like they're calling everything anti-Semitism, and it's like the actual anti-Semitism is not being addressed ever.
Yeah. I'm reminded of this one actress from Hacks. Her name is Hannah, last name Einbinder. She gave a speech at when she gave the when she was given this award at by the Human Rights Campaign. And she essentially was like, calling for a pre-Palestine and an end to the genocide is like not anti-Semitic or is not making things that's anti-Semitic. What's making things anti-Semitic is like the fact that the whole world can watch Israel commit a genocide under our name, right? And she's a Jewish woman and she's like, I've learned these, I learned compassion and this empathy or whatever. I forgot what the word she used. Not through like liberal brainwashing, as some people are calling it, but through her actual teachings, like of the Torah and things like that. And that reminds me that like, have you heard about the fact that like some far right Christian and Catholic groups are like calling like empathy a sin now?
I saw a book. Hold on. I took a picture of this book. Let me
Yeah,
get a video.
basically some far right folks believe that like this like liberal like call for people to like empathize with marginalized groups is like a devil thing that makes good Christian and Catholic people like sympathize with like basically sinners like the LGBTs and things like that. So that is crazy to me.
Yeah, I saw a book. It's called, I took a picture of it because I was just like, wow. Toxic Empathy: How Progressives Exploit Christian Compassion.
Oh God.
And I'm just like, how? Like, it's like, again, not shocking, but like, what the fuck? Because as you all know, or if you don't know, I grew up evangelical. I grew up in the church. And so it's just wild to me, like saying, like, what the fuck are you learning in church? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, are we talking about the same fucking Jesus? Are we? Because what, like, it really blows my fucking mind, but it's not surprising, but it's very angering.
Yeah, the
I
same
did.
fucking like socialist Jesus who was whipping people for selling like all these counterfeit shit at the fucking temple, the one who hung out with fucking sex workers and lepers, like Y'all are out of your mind.
And just how terrible of a person do you have to be to like be like empathy is the devil.
God.
Like religious or not, like using your religion to be like, I get to be a piece of shit.
Yeah,
Because Jesus would have wanted me to.
which is like that reminds me of another place where I'm like seeing, oh God, you know that like thing that like was proposed this week that the conservatives are calling like the big beautiful bill or whatever. It's basically this bill that amongst many things is like cu cutting like trans healthcare from Medicaid. It's
Okay,
also
yes.
ca cutting like a shit ton of things from like SNAP. And in Oregon alone, it is cutting something like 10 something like 10 million, nope, over 1 billion in food assistance over the next 10 years. Nope, 2 years each to the state. Damn. That is insane. In Oregon alone, a billion over a 2 year budget cycle. That is insane. Like, that is not fucking somehow circulating more money into any other fucking program or any other benefit for the greater, population. It's only like enriching the 1% at this point. Like, that's insane.
How godlike.
Oh God. But I got derailed into talking about these things because yes, one of the people that was killed in the Israel embassy was like a evangelical Christian who like essentially believed the thing about like sending Jewish people to Israel will bring about the like, the second coming or whatever. And so it's easier to paint this like alleged shooter as like just a pure evil with no motive than to like understand things like why he did those political killings, which he talked about in his manifesto. And then Hassan, who's like this big leftist streamer, was like talking about it on Twitch, which is like the biggest streaming platform probably in the world, or at least the Western world. And he got banned for talking about it, not even agreeing with it. Like,
Yeah, I was gonna say it wasn't even like agreeing or disagreeing. It was just
no.
like in from like here's the
Yeah.
manifesto, like here's the information.
Which, like, I don't always fuck with Hassan's views. I feel like he's borderline sometimes the dirtbag left. Not all the time, but there's some shit that like peeves me about the stuff that he does. But just the fact that he was unpacking it gets him banned. Meanwhile, this motherfucker Hassan has like unpacked a lot of other manifestos from like white supremacists and shit like that, like to like dunk on them or disagree with them or criticize them, and like has not been banned for that shit. But talk shit about Israel for a minute, or like unpacks this like manifesto against Israel, and he's banned. Like, don't know how to word this correctly, but it shows you like the limits of freedom of speech.
The freedom of speech that Trump supporters love, that right wingers love so much, but just like they're like the woke left wants to cancel everybody that doesn't agree with them, and it's like they do this shit all the fucking time.
And girl, let me tell you something. The woke left wants to cancel other woke leftists. Let's just talk about that. But I don't think they've successfully canceled many right-wing people. But the right wing constantly deplatforms people. I think about like, kind of fuck her too a little bit because she's a little cray cray sometimes. But Kathy Griffin, like back in Trump's first term, when she did that picture with Trump's head, and all she lost all her fucking gigs, and the FBI or the CIA, I forgot, whichever one is like in charge of like domestic things, like raided her home and shit. Like that's like right wing folks have, oh, they canceled Selena Gomez for like, I mean, yeah, she's annoying, but they've tried to cancel her for like trying to show empathy to like immigrants. Like, y'all are out of your mind. So yeah, I think about like how freedom of speech is only like, I want to be free to say bigoted shit, right? Because never is it like, I want to protect like a trans leftist like right to talk about rights and shit, or I want to let this like, immigrant person, go on national television and speak their mind or whatever. Like, it's not about that type of shit. It's about like, can I support these systems of oppression without facing backlash, right? Yeah, that reminds me, you know who should have been canceled too that hasn't been canceled? Fucking Carrie Underwood.
Oh, what did she do this time? Because I know that she played,
The inauguration.
yes,
And they didn't give her.
but I saw her name come up on Twitter and I'm like, does she do something else? I don't.
Yeah, she's like on American Idol or X Factor, one of those singing shows. And there was like the two finalists was like this white person and this black person, and the black person won. And she didn't get up and clap. She like allegedly looked annoyed, and then she went to go hug the white loser.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And yeah,
Fuck
the
that
same
bitch.
person who did the inauguration and didn't get a stage or anything. She had to sing at like what do you call it? Like a little podium for the preacher's talk, and she was pissed because her mic, her background music wasn't on and her mic was shitty, and she wasn't elevated, and she was like, Beyonce wouldn't get treated this way. And it was like, yeah, because Beyonce wouldn't fucking sing at this right-wing ass fucking shitty
She said
thing.
that.
Yeah, allegedly.
And that her
That's
comparing herself to Beyonce's like level of anything. I mean, maybe she's like the white.
the white Beyonce. No, it's Lady
Maybe.
Gaga.
No. No, but I mean like in country.
And conservatism? Yeah, probably, honestly. I
I'd
mean,
say
Dolly Parton.
Miranda Lambert, Dolly, but like younger.
I do love Miranda Lambert.
I love
I
Miranda
think she's
Lambert.
like too,
Don't tell me
also.
anything she's done. Don't tell me anything she's
No,
done.
I think she's like Democrat. I think she's
If
just like too like Democratic for them.
Yeah.
And she left Blake Shelton, and them bitches, the right wing loves fucking Blake Shelton.
I was watching. This is a random. We'll talk about
No,
it
just
and then.
talk
Okay, I
about
was
it.
watching this YouTube video on Gwen Stefani. I think it was titled like From Feminist to Fascist.
Oh,
Like
Lord.
so dramatic.
Damn.
I didn't finish watching it. Also, the people that did it was like three of them. They were definitely like Gen Z. And I'm like, I'm sorry, sweetie pies, but you're not the people to be talking about like Gwen if you didn't grow up with like Gwen Stefani, like no doubt, right? Like there's a
Girl.
lot that they were missing. Like you could tell that they researched it and looked into it, but it's like you didn't live it, so you don't really, you know what I mean? But anyway, it reminded me of that. But there was this one thing, which is like it has nothing to do with this conversation, okay? But it just got me thinking. So they were giving examples of like, I guess the point that we're trying to make is like Gwen Stefani has always been conservative. Like if you go back to her interviews, even from like the early 90s, like she's always been religious. I think she's Catholic. She's always kind of like just wanted to be a trad, aspired to be a trad wife, and like now she is, and so it's kind of like not supposed to be shocking, right? If we go back and look at like her history. So there was this one example they were trying to give of her being conservative that me and a friend didn't agree with. And it was that No Doubt got invited to speak at a Roe versus Wade like anniversary gig, and that she came out, and this was her quote. Her quote was, if I got pregnant today, I wouldn't have an abortion, but isn't it cool that no one could tell me what to do with my body, like something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so they were using it as like a negative of like,
No, oh my
fuck this
God.
bitch. Like, I don't know. Like, they really were trying, like, they thought they were making a point, like trying to call her out for this comment. My friend was like, am I wrong? Like, I feel like she didn't say anything wrong. And I was like, no, she didn't. Like, this is such a terrible example because she's saying, you know, her personally, like, she wouldn't have an abortion, but obviously she's talking, like, obviously she's pro-choice if she's there fucking playing at this fucking festival, right? Like, no doubt could have just been like, nah, we're good. We don't want to play this, right? If they were pro-life or whatever. And
Yeah.
so then I started having a conversation about reproductive justice and like the term pro-choice. And like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I used to be pro-life, guys. Please don't cancel me. Again, I grew up evangelical, so that was my, you know, upbringing. And then obviously I found feminism and I became pro-choice. And then at one point I started saying I was pro-abortion because I felt like there was such a stigma with the word abortion and how like people would say pro-choice, but really what they meant was that they were pro-life. I don't explain it. And so
Yeah.
I think I wasn't the only one. I think around this time people were saying like pro-abortion so that they could just say like, yes, I'm for abortion, like, what about it? Like, abortion is not a bad word, right? But now I'm like, I'm back at like pro-choice. And mostly it's because I think that a lot of people, when we talk about reproductive justice, like, we only, people think about it in terms of abortion only, when it's like people that choose motherhood, like, they don't give a fuck about them. That's how I feel. So if like, yeah, like saying, I didn't have an abortion. I'm pro-choice. I didn't have an abortion, but I chose to, you know, have a child. It's like once you decide to have a child and once you have this child, like nobody really cares about you. And I think that reproductive justice goes beyond that, and it goes beyond birth, really. But anyway, and then so we were just having this conversation about that, about what it means to be pro-choice and like pro-abortion. And then I started talking about the movie Juno, for example, and how I was asking, like, did you see it as a movie about pro-life or did you see it as a movie about pro-choice? And I remember when that movie came out, there was like a divide, like that people were like, this movie's definitely pro-life because she chose to have this baby. And to me, I was like, no, like it's pro-choice because she chose to have this baby. Like she was gonna have an abortion and then she didn't, and she chose to give it up for adoption. And like, that's also like, to me, that's a choice. So anyway, sorry, I went off on like this whole other
No,
thing
that's
that
real.
but I started thinking about that because when I was taking a class, a sociology class, I remember, I don't know if like someone directly asked the professor if he was pro-choice or pro-life, and he was like, you know, and I already knew he was going to say some bullshit because he was like, well, you know, when my mom was pregnant with me, they told her that like there was going to be complications, right? Like that he was going to have birth defects or whatever the case, and that she went through with the pregnancy, so he feels he's obligated to be pro-life, right? Because to him, his mom chose to have him and chose life, and so therefore she didn't abort him. And I was like, well, that would be pro-choice because your mom was given a choice, right? Like they presented her with like these options of like you can terminate the pregnancy and this is what's going to happen, or you can go through with the pregnancy and this is what's going to happen. And she chose to have him. And like to me, that's more of a pro-choice versus pro-life.
Yeah, no, I can see that point of view. I guess I just say pro-choice because it's more understandable in case in especially, but do revert pro-abortion in spaces where it's more direct or necessary. But I understand the whole pro-choice thing, like being pro-choice of being a mother, because there's all these resources that are withheld from people who choose to be mothers, right? Especially from the right wing, who say that they are pro-life. So I think that's a good framework for that.
I think because I've also met one too many people who are pro-choice, pro-abortion, because they don't like children. And I think that's obviously something's very deeply wrong with them,
Yeah.
but people like that do exist. They do exist. Like, I knew this guy and I had to like remove him from my life because I thought we were friends, but then when I realized like all the comments he would make about children, like he really disliked children. Like every chance he got, he would say something negative about children, but he was very, very like an advocate. He was gay, by the way. Not that it matters, but he was like very pro abortion, you know what I mean? Like women's rights to have an abortion. I'm like, no, bitch, you just hate children. And it's very weird. It's like very strange to me. And he's not the only person I've encountered with this. So anyway, that's just the conversation that got me thinking. So if y'all have any thoughts on what I just said, or I don't know, if you prefer something or a different point of view, let us know, because I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking real. And did you have anything else to?
No, I
Yeah.
did not.
All right. With that said, what made you less bitter in the last few weeks?
And you were gonna ask this, of
Well, duh.
course. I knew it. I don't really have anything. I think I'm just summer's here. Like, this is the last week for my son to be in school, so I'm getting emotionally prepared for summer, like official summer, and being able to spend more time with him. So it hasn't happened yet. But you know what I mean? Like, we're getting there.
So you're happy. Oh, okay. Got
Yeah.
it.
So, like, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm looking
Yeah.
forward to it.
Yeah. This week, Community Committee Dodd really came through. When you connected me to your friend, shout out Kat, who couldn't go to the Rilo Kiley concert and sold me their ticket at face value. So thank you. Rilo Kiley was amazing. I will say that Jenny Lewis keeps wearing the same dress at every
She
show.
does every show. And I thought about that too. I was like, does she wash it every day? I know, but I did think that. And I'm like, I wonder if she like gets it washed or dry clean, or she just like puts it on right before the show and then takes it off. But she is wearing the exact same thing at every show. There was a girl at the show that I saw them at who was wearing the exact same outfit as her. And I was like, cute, you're still not getting in front of me.
Oh God.
It's cute though.
Yeah, it's cute.
Cute.
Yeah, it's a lot of things bringing me joy. I also saw that the American Rejects are playing backyard shows.
Oh, I
That's
saw
so
that.
cute.
That is cute.
Tyson Ritter, lifelong celebrity crush, TBH. Yeah, and that's it for me. Yeah. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us. Much love.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.